Today is April 18th, 2024, and this is the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment. Policeman nearly doused by drunk in Wishkaw River. Three police officers in a city prowler car narrowly escaped being pulled into the Wishkaw River tonight by an automobile which they had towed out of a ditch on the Wishkaw Road. Paul Gibas, driver of the other machine, is in jail on a drunkenness charge. According to the police, Gibas ran into a telephone pole at the Stewart Cut on the Wishkaw Road. His car then plunged into a ditch. The pole was broken in two. The accident was reported at police headquarters, and when Police Sergeant P.J. O'Brien and City Detective Robert Schmidt and L.L. Sherman reached the scene, they towed Gibas's automobile out of the ditch. After the machine was on the road again, the alleged drunk started the engine and drove off the opposite side into the river. The police car almost turned over and would have been dragged into the stream except that the tow rope broke. Gibas escaped uninjured. In other news, Jews to observe Feast of Passover. The Feast of the Passover will be marked by services in the home of followers of the Jewish religion in Aberdeen starting at sundown tomorrow evening. As there is no rabbi in the harbor, each of the families in the city will hold the rituals of the faith at home. The ceremony includes singing, recitations, and instructions for the children. The feast commemorates the sparing of the Hebrews in Egypt when the firstborn of Egyptians were killed. Houses of Hebrew had been marked with the blood of the Lamb, and the house passed over, so to speak, by the angel of death. And finally, Hoquiam, hotbed of baseball playing and fandom in 1900. On May 7th, 1792, Captain Robert Gray sailed into this harbor and named it Bullfinch. Ever since then, there has been men now and then on the harbor who have peddled the bull, but Harry Collins, president of Hoquiam baseball team, is not one of them. He wants 5,000 customers at the big ball game Sunday in Electric Park, and so does every member of the team, and also of the Aberdeen team, with whom the locals will start the argument this season in the Southwest Timber League as to which town is the real bootingest baseball town of the Southwest. Some 24 years ago, in the summer of 1900 to be exact, there would have been no question about it. Hoquiam was the real hotbed of fandom and of baseball playing in the Southwest. Old Captain Simpson's Northwest Mill had a brand known as the Diamond S, and a ball playing gang that was to all the mustard. There was, of course, some dispute about how hot the mustard was. The two Q's led in the dispute. They were the gang of ball players, pickups from all lines of industry when prevalent. Jim Lyons was captain of the Diamond S, and Ralph Philbrick, manager. Fuller managed the two Q's. The two managers signed up the teams to play where the community service hall now stands. They go as near as 5,000 there on that day at the population of the time permitted. To pay expenses, they passed the hats, and there was plenty of them. That spirit of the old day some people say is dead, others say not. Who's peddling the bull will probably be discovered Sunday at Electric Park. This was originally printed in the Grace Harbor Washingtonian newspaper on April 18, 1924. The Polson is excited to welcome you back to your community's history museum to see all the changes we've made during the winter closure with the launching of three new exhibits that explore transportation, maritime, and manufacturing history here on the harbor. The centerpiece exhibit, The Spectacular Vanishes, When Horses Left the Harbor, takes an in-depth look at the first three decades of the last century when true horsepower gave way to mechanized horsepower. The museum is open Wednesdays to Saturdays 11 to 4 and Sundays noon to 4. As always, we thank you for tuning in to hear the Polson Museum's Daily Centennial Moment.